Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
she does call me. She is telling me something important, and I need to have the information. And Ruth brings up valid points, but, you know, a lot of times you just can't pull over, and listen to the message. You know, it's impossible to do that. And I think that there are a lot of people out there, who can multitask, and then there's some who can't multitask. And I don't know if this is just going
like start talking about you missed an intersection, something like that. So what? We'll catch it down the road.
Well, do you ever find yourself behind the wheel though, just like daydreaming?
No.
See, I've done that before. I'll tell you something else that I did that was real scary. This happened to me last week. I've had it happen to me before. For some reason, I don't know what the reason was. It might have something to do with the meds I'm taking or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going down I-25 at 4 o'clock in the morning. And, man, I cannot keep my eyes open. And I'm weaving around all over the place. And my speed drops down to, like, 50 miles an hour. And finally I figure out what's going on. So I put the window down to get a blast of cold air, and I crawl. I mean, literally, I slowed my speed down, and I crawled to work. But I guess I bring this up because there's any number of things, and who knows if those things are involved. I mean, I don't know if they keep stats on that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know. Like, for instance, look, you get into an accident. You think anybody's going to tell the law enforcement official, I was daydreaming?
Yeah, that's true. I about wrecked a car one time when I spilled some coffee coming out of a parking lot. And, like, I looked over and I went, reached for it, and then I about ran into a wall. And, like, well, forget that coffee. You know, it's already stained anyway, you know. So you have to, like, quickly, like, you know, get back to what you're doing. Otherwise, you can't have accidents, whether you're eating or drinking coffee or smoking cigarettes, probably. And, you know, I see people all the time that get on the cell phone. They don't signal. They don't change lane. Here, the drivers are really terrible compared to California. I think they're more courteous out there.
I'd have to argue that at some point.
The roads are too narrow here.
Well, the roads are crappy here.
Yeah, they're.
Yeah, you know what they should do? Here's what they should do. You know these electronic signs that they're on poles or they're above the bridges or whatever? Those electronic signs that say, you know, DUI enforcement weekend? But they ought to start in this state. They ought to run things in this state that say, pay attention, drive safe, with some kind of message like, you know, you'll get ticketed. The ticketed offense, and they ought to start a campaign in the state about paying attention when you drive so that people not only do it on cell phones, but they do it in any other circumstances that they pay attention. Same thing with this bill that they have that is going to stop people from sitting in the left lane doing 45 miles an hour. I mean, we need to, this is one of the things we ought to be talking about and one of the things we ought to be publicizing. Instead of legislating. But you know what? Look, maybe I'm wrong about it.
Yeah, I think there probably should be more of psychological classes before people even get driver's license or every once in a while about what happens because of these circumstances. So when they get their license every 4 or 5 years, whatever it is. What is it, 4 years now?
No, I think it's four.
4 years, like you do some kind of a little test and stuff like that that it would, like, make you more aware when you're driving the things that are distracting people. Because I've seen people, they don't signal it when they change lanes. I drive a Suburban. I use my gears a lot. And so, like, when I'm slowing down, I can go down to second gear and, like, just let up on the gas and don't even hit the brakes. So I have a way of, like, keeping people from, like, running on my bumper and stuff like that. Because if they run into this thing, it's a tank. You know, it's 8,000 pounds, you know. And there's people that literally will cut off semis and stuff like that on their cell phones.
Yeah. Well, I've seen that happen. You know what? How about this idea very quickly, and then we got to go to traffic.
Yeah, okay.
John, you can chime in on this too. You know, if you go to Amazing Jake's, And you take your kids. I don't know, John, have you ever taken your kids to Amazing Jakes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know that little sign, that little measuring thing they have out when you first walk in? Like,
it shows how tall you are if you can get on the ride?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why don't we just give IQ tests for driver's licenses? And if you can't pass a certain IQ, you can't have a license.
That probably makes a lot of sense.
We're not a bunch of elitists here, are we?
Yeah. So let's get out in the traffic and call somebody, right?
There you go. Lauren, thanks, man.
You're welcome. See ya.
All right. What do you think about that, John? An IQ test?
Something like that. Or some kind of like multitasking test.
I took a friend's kids to that Amazing Jake's, which is great for kids. Although you got to win 100,000 points to get anything good out of that little thing that they have, that little store. But one of the little girls, I think it was Sophie's her name, she just wasn't quite tall enough to drive the go-karts. She was so close, but she wasn't quite tall enough. But that's a great place, and they have good food, too, don't you think?
I tell you, one of the best salad bars in town, I think.
Yeah, I'd like to just pay in there and go to the salad bar.
Man, great salad bar.
All right, 9:21, 21 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk with traffic.
In the cleanup phase, a crash westbound 36 near McCasland. Really heavy backups here going towards Boulder from basically Sheridan all the way to Cherryvale. That's going to take you about a half-hour clip. Also looking at residual traffic southbound 25 in that usual spot after I-70 down to Spear Boulevard. Rest of the drive looking really good. No problems on 225. We're in the 50s and 60s on C-470 and 6th Avenue as well. Do look out for the construction that's been going on all week and last week as well. Highway 58 closed at Washington. Bridge work there. Also got single lane closures in either direction of University at Arapahoe Road. Your forecast?
Winter weather. It's hard on oil, which can be hard on your engine, which can be hard on you if it all breaks down. So don't put off an oil change and get stuck this winter. Go to Advance Auto Parts. They got 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator Premium Plus oil filter for only $15.99. And an air filter to help save some gas, and you're good to go until spring. Get to Advance and change your oil and filter for less before a breakdown costs you a whole lot more. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Why should you use Platte River Kitchens to redo your kitchen? One, they take you from concept to completion, handling every detail. Two, they use green technology that doesn't cost you more. Three, they're a part of my exclusive referral list at referralist.com. You can meet them at Colorado Garden and Home Show starting February 7th, booth 2343. You'll thank me for my recommendation. Platte River Kitchens, 303-300-9087, or at the Garden and Home Show booth 2343.
Now our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.
It's Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand-name merchandise. Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs. Without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or Rent-A-Center.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now. And start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Their competition is still charging thousands of dollars per eye. And they're using the same equipment, and in some cases, inferior technology. Because nobody out there has all 5 of the current available lasers except Icon. Icon is just great. I mean, they've done 65,000 procedures in Colorado. So you got to find out if LASIK is right for you. Set up a free custom vision evaluation today to determine whether you're a candidate for LASIK eye surgery. Visit them at their Denver location in Mexico and Colorado. Big sign in the building there. You can't miss that. Or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway. Or pick up the phone and give them a call. And schedule an appointment. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001.
Homeowners, don't be fooled. There's a lot of companies talking about loan modification and how they're going to help you save your home. The reality is that most of these companies are unqualified to help you with the modification process. Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group, and we've been helping homeowners with the loan modification process since its inception. We know what the lenders want, and we can help you get your loan modified.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% 30-year fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month. And thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
Call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-JBA1. That's 866-330-JBA1. Even if you owe more than your house is worth, call 866-330-JBA1. That's 866-330-5221.
60 Minutes.
The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Gross.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Center. It's Fleetwood Mac. 9:26, 26 minutes after the hour. Jay Marvin with you. Sunny, high today, 66. Here's an update. Obama sets maximum wage for financial execs. The White House limits what executives at government-assisted financial firms can be paid. I'll tell you something. CEOs across this country ought to take less money because people are losing their jobs, times are tough, and they ought to get off that big monetary pony that they're riding. And if they don't, government assisted or not government assisted, if they don't, then the amount of money they make ought to be made public so that they can be publicly embarrassed. I mean, I don't think that I see nothing wrong with reporting these people getting these lush salaries and embarrassing them in public. Here's Joseph Biden, who makes a comment about this.
Anybody making over $250,000 is going
to
pay more.
You got it. It's time to be patriotic, Kate. Time to jump in. Time to be part of the deal. Time to help get America out of the rut. And the way to do that is they're still going to pay less taxes than they paid under Reagan.
Yeah. We need, now's the time for patriotism. Here's Joe in Boulder. Joe, you're on AM760. It's open phones. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing this morning, Jay?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about your cell phone thing that you were talking about. I think what it comes down to is just personal responsibility. People need to stand up and they need to use a little bit of common sense and do what's right. You know, I'm a retired firefighter, EMT, lieutenant for a career firefighting station north of Atlanta, moved here to Colorado 2 years ago, and, I've seen it all. I mean, I've been to accidents, you know, where people have been fishing around for a cigarette lighter in the floorboard of their car and killed a family of four, you know, and,
yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. See people driving down the road, they wipe out because they got, you know, a Big Mac in both hands. So, you know, I'm not going to say that it doesn't happen with cell phones too, because it does, but, you know, it's, you know, it's personal responsibility. I mean, if you're in traffic and everybody's acting a little crazy during rush hour, you're not going to drive down the road reading a book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I've seen people doing that, too.
I have, too. I've seen people shave. I've seen women put on makeup. I've seen, you know, everything. And you know, don't penalize the few that have responsibility, you know, because some of the people out there don't have any common sense.
Yeah, I agree. People have got to start taking responsibility. They got to start taking responsibility on a number of levels in this society. And not that any of us should lecture anybody else about taking responsibility, but you know, there's good and bad, and we need to take responsibility where we can. And I think that driving is a good place to start. And there's other things that go on too. Joe, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
I appreciate it. You have a good day, Jay.
Okay, you too. Let me go to Lee in Boulder. Lee, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I always love your show.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say I really appreciated what the firefighter said just ahead of time. He sounded just so, you know, level-headed and well-experienced. It's like accident-proofing your house. You know, when you're a parent and you accident-proof your house for your child,
right.
There's still going to be accidents. They're going to happen. And so you just, you know, you have to have a lot of respect for human life. That's not so easy or facile. We respect our technology more than we respect human life sometimes. And I want to say one more thing, two more things that the head injured and disabled haven't even been mentioned. The survivors who live with, you know, with head injuries and disabilities. And most of us like to look the other way and just, you know, because it's kind of tough to relate to people, quote unquote, like
well,
that.
Well, we don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care. Our priorities in this country for a long time have been upside down. Now let's hope that we start moving to change those priorities. It goes along with a lot of things. It goes along with poor teacher pay when these teachers are on the front line of shaping a child's outlook on life because you get a lot of that in school.
Yeah.
It goes into police and fire departments where they're constantly picked on and never and not paid what they should, and if they get paid what they should or they're making what people think is a high salary, then people gripe about it. But, you know, do you want the very best or do you want the least qualified? And if you want the very best, you're going to have to make things attractive. I mean, we just, you know, human life is like, you know, all these things revolving around human life and kids is like the wrong, I mean they're just, you know what the problem with this society is? The problem with this society is, okay, if it doesn't make money, then we don't care about it.
Yeah, and also if it's, you know, boredom is really, really hard for people to deal with. Hard for people to deal with, you know, a second where nothing's being, when they're not being stimulated. And I want to say something about, you know, that all this defensive driving and safety first, you know, yawn, yawn, it sounds so stodgy. And it does when there's so much glamour of speed and the road and, you know, and being a daring driver and, you know, I can do it, I can do it. I've never had any problem. And then you hear somebody say, oh, that car came out of nowhere. You know, have you ever heard that?
Yeah, except a lot of times when I hear it, the person who makes the comment, if you dig deeper into it, you find out they weren't paying attention.
Well, yeah, I know. Let me just say something funny here. I just want to say that I can smoke a cigarette, I can jot down notes for my novel, I can talk on the phone and enjoy my vibrator all at the same time, and it's my right as an American. So there.
Are you writing a novel?
Yes.
Oh, I am too. How far into it are you?
The first chapter. I met you. This is really scary because I've been wanting to write it for a long time.
Yeah, this is my
only the first chapter.
Yeah, this is my second one. My first one I published 12 years ago by the Fiction Collective, and I'm working on another one, and I'm about 115 pages into it.
Oh.
And it's just sometimes a struggle every single day to do it. Do you have writing background?
Everyone has always told me I was a good writer. Yeah. I mean, I love to write. I love to write, and I know I'm a good writer.
Oh, that's good.
No, but
for
I
you.
Haven't published anything. I mean, it's just something that I'll feel really bad if I, you know, if I don't do this before I die.
Well, I have the worst grammar in the world. Although
it doesn't matter if you're gifted with the voice. You know,
yeah.
The
or,
voice
well, although I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying to correct that. But I've had short stories and poems published in all kinds of magazines.
Oh, where? Tell me. What's your novel? What's your novel called that you published?
Well, you know what? You can't talk about it. The first one or the second one?
Well, whichever. Both or whichever.
Okay,
one.
Okay, the first one's an experimental crime novel, which has a lot of violence in it. It's not for the weak at heart, and it's hard to read, and it was published by the Fiction Collective, and you can get it on Amazon.com, you can get it at Powell's, you can get it at Barnes & Noble. It's called Punk Blood. And then there's an online magazine called Denver Syntax, which I have a short story in there, and I've been published like in New York Quarterly, the Mississippi Review, and... But then I laid off writing for about 12 years because I was painting, and now I'm back to it again, and now I'm thinking about doing collage, but I don't know what kind of paper you use, and so I need somebody to help me out. If there's anybody out there who does it.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's so good. Yeah.
I want to do it because I want to do it with and have political messages in it. So if there's anybody out there that knows anything about collage, please call me at 303 303- 713-7600. Hey, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Wonderful to hear. Thanks.
Bye. All right. See ya. Yeah, I'm working on that. John, do you know how to do collage?
No, I don't.
I don't know. How thick are the is the paper supposed to be?
I'm not sure, man.
What kind of glue do you use? The printer? Yeah, but they can't tell you how to do collage.
Yeah, I don't know. Got to be somebody out there. We got the most resourceful listeners in the world, so I'm sure we'll be getting
I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Well, we have no collage artists out there?
I'm sure we got one.
Have you heard the story about Poster Boy?
Poster Boy? What's the story about Poster Boy?
Poster Boy uses a razor blade and was going around deterring, whatever the word is.
Detouring?
No. Deterring. Billboards and stuff by cutting out the faces and putting other faces in there and putting other messages on there. And there's also another guy who, I think his name was Ron English, who was doing the same thing. He was making fake billboards and putting them up all over the place with social commentary on them.
Huh.
Anyway.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, they caught Poster Boy at a New York art exhibit. And if you want to see what Poster Boy looks like, go to YouTube and type in Poster Boy.
Okay.
And it shows him working on how he's working in the subway.
Cool.
And performing guerrilla graffiti-type stuff. Okay. It's 9:36, 36 minutes after 9. I don't see anybody talking to advise me about collage, but that's okay. Let's,
I love
get
graffiti,
it.
Jay.
Yeah, I do too. Let's get to, if it's clever. I don't like tagging.
I don't know. I don't mind driving downtown and looking on the side of the road and seeing the...
Yeah, but that tagging stuff,
I know,
stuff
I'm
going to
catch
is...
a lot of flack for that comment, too.
No.
Because on the trains, on the side of the train cars...
Oh, I love that
love
stuff.
Love it.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, not like just somebody that goes to a house or, on
you
the
know,
side
squiggles.
Of a building. Yeah, side of a building downtown. It's got to have a little art to it.
There was this guy in Chicago who painted... This is all he painted. Was an apple. A golden apple. Little apple. A golden apple with a smile on its face. And it was everywhere. Okay? I mean, like, you take the L train route, it was, like, all over the buildings. Spaced apart. So you had to, like, kind of look to find it. One night I get on the air and I go, okay, man, who's painting this gold apple? Who's doing it? I want to know.
And you got them.
Yeah. I got these graffiti artists who call up and said, well, it's so-and-so. But they wouldn't give me his real name.
I get him on the phone.
And so he called me up.
Sweet.
And I said, aren't you worried about getting caught?
How do they do it, man?
He says, I do it at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I've never seen somebody in the action of, graffitiing.
He says, I do it at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Cool.
I said, man, how do you scale up those things? Aren't you scared you're going to, like, fall down?
I know, like the bridges on the highway?
Yeah.
How do they hang down and do that?
Man, I don't know.
Who wants to take me out graffitiing? Is that what they say?
You know what?
Is that a verb?
Let's go graffitiing? I don't know. Do we have any graffiti artists listening?
Yeah, I want to go with you guys sometime.
At 303-713-7600. Anybody? So we're looking for collage artists, and we're also looking for graffiti artists who want to explain.
You seen Turk 182, the movie?
Yeah.
The firefighter / graffiti artist? Great movie. I still got a lot of people that call me Turk 182.
I've got toasters at home. Seriously.
Graffiti toasters?
Yeah, they've graffitied the sides of them. We're selling them.
Cool.
They were selling them, so I bought a couple of them.
Cool.
Yeah, you're right. We're going to get in trouble because people are going to say, oh, my God, they're ugly and it's a destruction of property.
Did you hear the J. Marvin show? They were advocating
graffiti,
tagging stuff with paint.
See, I think we should paint public murals all over the place.
Like that one business that had the caterpillar smoking a hookah.
Yeah, I want more art, not less.
Right.
All right, what does traffic look like?
Jay, traffic looks really good around the city. They have cleaned up that crash on the turnpike heading westbound at McCaslin. So now we're just seeing the minimal delays there, beginning around Flatiron Circle. Also going to be a little busy coming in southbound 25 into Denver after I-70. And really, that's about it to tell you about. No accidents, no delays or stalls on 225. C4 76th Avenue or I-70 in the elevated portion between DIA and downtown. Just have this construction that's ongoing at Highway 58 and Golden, closed at Washington Ave. They got some bridge work going on there. Traffic is being diverted around using the on and off ramps. Also, single lane closures on University at Arapahoe. Sunny and warm with highs in the mid-60s. Right now, 48 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At CB and Potts, kids eat for $1 in February. All selections up to $5.99 from the 12 and under menu are just $1 with the purchase.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit Incredible Smiles.com.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
You've waited long enough. Do that new kitchen with Denver's premier kitchen remodeler, Platte River Kitchens. From concept to plans to a beautiful completed kitchen, saving you money, time, and hassle. A firm believer in green technology that doesn't cost you more. Visit them at Colorado Garden and Home Show February 7th to the 15th, booth 2343. Stop by for a free gift. Platte River Kitchens, booth 2343. 303-300-9087. 300-9087.
9:30 until 3 in the afternoon. Give them a call at Rocky Mountain Coin at 303-777-GOLD, or just stop by. That's the best thing to do. 538 South Broadway.
Why should you use Platte River Kitchens to redo your kitchen? One, they take you from concept to completion, handling every detail. Two, they use green technology that doesn't cost you more. Three, they're a part of my exclusive referral list at referralist.com. You can meet them at Colorado Garden and Home Show starting February 7th, booth 2343. You'll thank me for my recommendation. Platte River Kitchens, 303-300-9087, or at the Garden and Home Show, booth 2343.
Open your wallet. Now take out all your money. Find the nearest trash can and throw it all away. Sound crazy? Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment or not making payments at all, that's exactly what you're doing. Throwing money away towards interest and late fees instead of paying off your credit card debt. If you want to get out of credit card debt, completely out of debt, you need to call Credit One Debt Solutions today for free information. 1-800-733-1744. Credit One Debt Solutions works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we'll roll everything into one easy monthly payment so you can get and stay debt-free. Think about it. No more credit card payments. No more creditors calling. Stop throwing money away and start eliminating your credit card debt. Call Credit One Debt Solutions today for free information. 1-800-733-1744. For your free information, call 1-800-733-1744. That's 1-800-733-1744.
I still want to hear Autobahn and by Kraftwerk. Do we have that song in there? Autobahn? 9:44, 44 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, sunny. High today, 66. J. Marvin, open phones. Oh, my God, we have a collage artist on the line. Here's Thomas in Denver. Thomas, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Well, just call me Jay.
Okay, good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I happened to turn on the radio station, a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I heard that you had said that you used to be an artist. I was like, wow, he's an artist. I'm an artist. And then you start talking about collage. Right now, currently, I'm driving down to Guy Reef to get some pieces that I'm using in some collage pieces. I'm working on a commission, like 17 pieces for Chesapeake Bay Hospital in Virginia.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to get some more pieces and some more stuff that I use actually put into collage. So I was like, I heard you were talking about collage. I was like, well, you can call in.
Well, here's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to take stuff from other media, like other print media, make it, you know, I want to put political content in it. And then what I want to do, too, is I want to put, like, a little written thing at the bottom, which kind of acts as social commentary. But what I'm confused about here and don't know is, you know, when you paint, I mean, you go get a canvas. But what kind of paper do you use?
I use a lot of different paper. I even print out images that I might get online. I use from magazines, from pictures.
But what do you
to apply them, because I put a lot of stuff on the canvas too. I paint. I use acrylic. I use oil, and I collage those into using a gel called Golden Gel. It's like a clear, transparent gel. When it dries, you can mix it into your paints, your acrylics mainly, not oils. And you can mix it into your paints, or you can apply the piece down. You put the gel on the back. It's almost like a glue, and it's like a gel. So it gives you a coating, and it gives you a nice transparent look of the piece that you're working on. So it's,
all right, but suppose I just wanted to rip things out of magazines and newspapers and paste it on paper. What kind of paper do I use?
Oh, you want to take it and paste it right on paper?
Yeah.
You can use a lot of different things. I've used watercolor paper. There is also illustration board that you can use. You don't want to paste right on paper because the paper starts to get wrinkly. But
that's what I mean. So what kind of paper do you get that's strong enough so it resists that wrinkle?
Like I said, watercolor paper works well. I've done a lot of different things like that, and I've also used illustration board and canvas. That's another thing that I work on. So I'm pretty sure there's some other durable type of pieces of paper that have a good weight to them. But I know the watercolor, they come in different weights, so they're able to.
So you get the heavy. Yeah. So you get the heaviest weight.
Yeah, you can get the heaviest weight, or you can get some of the other weight, the rough or the smooth textured papers work really good too.
Okay. Good art store in town.
Guy Reef, to get that, Guy Reef has a lot of wonderful watercolor papers to use. There's one off of Colorado Boulevard, which I'm heading to currently right now. It's right off of Yale. It's right next to Michaels. Michaels has a lot of good textured paper that they have, too, using for collage. Let's see, another store that I go to. Hobby Lobby is another really good one.
Okay. You know, I just feel like experimenting with that, and I'm also thinking about doing some black and white photography. But, you know, I used to paint. I was in a number of galleries in Chicago and San Diego. And if you look at Tom Russell's CD, Borderland, I did the cover for that.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I've done it. But then I just, like, you know, I just don't have the time to fool with it anymore, and I was never that confident. And what I was doing, because I was doing outsider art, and I wasn't that confident in it. And, you know, you get listeners who don't like you, who would snipe at you and say, well, I can see that anybody can draw. And, you know, and so then I just kind of like went, oh, okay, you know. And then like I said, I mean, you do a morning show. I mean, you're up so early, it's really hard, but I'm thinking about clearing a place off on my desk and trying to fool with it. It's just another, you know, it's just another outlet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love to draw, and I love to see art from other artists, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to make political commentary by using pictures.
Yes. Yeah, and I've done that, too. I have some pieces. I don't know if I could give you my website, so you could check that out.
Yeah, go ahead, give it.
It's www.lockhart, that's L-O-C-K-H-A-R-T, gallery.com. It's all one word, lockhartgallery.com.
Or is it Lockhart? Is it Lockhart Gallery?
Yeah, lockhartart.com.
Okay, well, yeah, I will check it out. Maybe I'll send you an email.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
And we can exchange notes.
Yeah, That sounds great. I'd love to see some of your work.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I don't have any of it. Unfortunately, it's in galleries. The one in Chicago's got a ton of it. I never kept any of it, so I don't have... The only thing I've got is I've got two pieces at home that I did. Other than that, I don't have anything. I don't have anything else. And my novel, that novel, Punk Blood, I did the cover of that too, because I wanted a certain cover and I didn't want to leave it to them, to FC2 to do it. So yeah. I did it myself. Hey man, thanks. I appreciate the call, and I'll definitely check out your website.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thanks so much, and it was great to talk to you. I love your show.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, maybe we'll hook up in person one of these days.
Okay, wonderful.
All right, Thomas, thank you.
All right, talk to you soon.
Okay, you too. All right, let's go to Keith in Littleton. Keith, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Keith.
One thing that I haven't heard yet on either side of the argument, and that's something that was instilled in us my sophomore year of high school, is that driving isn't a privilege, or driving isn't a right, it's a privilege.
That's right. Wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. It is a privilege. You're very right about that.
And I think the kid that struck the child up in, was it Longmont or Fort Collins, whatever it was, as well as the high school student that struck the bicyclist down on High Island Ranch, I think they understand that concept now, or that idea. And as far as your idea on having the IQ stick, per se, I don't know if that's going to work or not, because minority groups might say it's too hard to get a driver's license. You might have to dumbify the test down.
Well, you know what? You can't really. You couldn't. Well, I don't know. You'd have to check with the ACLU about it, because it might be.
Exactly.
Yeah, you could. You could make it akin. Well, I don't know. I think you could do it. I just don't think the majority of voters would go for it. And here's the reason they wouldn't go for it. Because they would be insecure and scared they couldn't pass.
Yeah. I mean, I was fortunate enough to, in my hometown, we had driver's license as an elective, or driver's ed as an elective in high school at my sophomore, junior, senior year, whenever you wanted to take it, as long as you were at least 15 years of age, soon to be 16, within 6 months' time frame. And, we had a driving course, we had in class, I don't think they have that out here anymore unless you pay for mass drive, that nature.
Yeah, we used to have it as an elective, too. As a matter of fact, right. I'll never forget when Vina Sharmer was her name, ran the classroom car and hit a mailbox. I'll never forget that when I was like 16. Hey, Keith, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Oh, she's hung up. I guess I cracked him up with that. Oh, pardon the pun. 9:52, 52 minutes after the hour. John in traffic.
Back to full speeds on most major highways around town, in Denver anyway. Only residual traffic I'm looking at right now is westbound on the turnpike from Flatiron out to McCaslin, where we had a late crash. But like I said, speed's really good around the metro right now. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, too. Our forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer. Looking for a high around 67 degrees. Right now, downtown checking in at 50. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Skylight Specialists, your local Velux dealer. From new skylight installations to repairs and solar water heat, they do it right the first time.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Mr. Money from the Lodge Casino. We're kicking off the new year with a big cash giveaway called Cash Blizzard. Now through February 20th, every Friday is Cash Blizzard Day. We'll be giving away cash on the hour from noon until 8 o'clock at night. Plus, a daily grand prize winner will get $2,500.
Wow, that's great, Mr. Money.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun. And my first choice for winning.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte. fits any budget. Only from IntelligentOffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Wintertime is the perfect time for your indoor projects. The Lumber Guy has the best deals on lumber, windows, doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. At The Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington and turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Historic location 63rd and Federal.
Hi, I need an oil change.
We don't do that, but we can rebuild your engine.
But I need an oil change.
Okay, we'll rotate your tires.
Getting what you need isn't always as easy as it should be. So it's nice to know that with Radio Shack's helpful advice and great selection of phones and plans, you'll get exactly what you're looking for.
Oh, you know what would look killer? Racing stripes.
Get the Samsung Instinct from Sprint for just $49.99 with qualifying new 2-year agreement on everything plan with data at Radio Shack.
Good through 2/14/09. Excludes taxes. Subject to $36 activation, up to $200 early termination fees, credit approval, and deposit. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Worried about losing your home? Is your bank threatening to foreclose? Well, there's hope. Operation Hope, America's leading financial literacy and empowerment nonprofit. If you're facing mortgage payment challenges, we just may be able to help. Get free, reliable information and guidance by calling the Operation Hope Mortgage Hotline at 888-388-HOPE. That's 888-388-4673. Look, don't lose your home just because you didn't pick up the phone. Make that call today or visit us at OperationHope.org.
The running dogs of history nip at our heels. That's really poetic, isn't it? Should write that down. 9:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, sunny. High today, 66. I always used to love that when Red China was headed by Mao, and they didn't call him Mao Zedong or Dong or whatever they call it. They call him Mao Zedong. I guess now they call him Mao Zedong or whatever the hell it is. But they would always say, they would always insult the West by saying that we are running dogs of imperialism and we are running dogs of history and that we are capitalist roaders. I never understood what a capitalist roader was. Is that like something I put on my car? Excuse me, my capitalist roader is broken. I never could get where that's coming from. Here's Robert in Loveland. Robert, you're on AM 760, about 45 seconds. Do it.
Hey, Jay. First, on collage, look up Dick Blick, B-L-I-C-K.
Oh, yeah, right.
They probably have an instructional video on how to do collage.
Okay, okay? Now you got about 15 seconds.
Okay. Strangest graffiti thing I ever saw. I saw a guy downtown while I was welding, whizzing on the side of a building when we walked by there to go to lunch. It was actually a gamer who had done a gang sign on the corner of a building.
See, I can't stand that. There's
no bizarre. He was very talented.
Well, if it was art, that's okay, but tagging is like really a drag.
I know, but you understand the double metaphor that's going on there, right?
Yeah, I do understand it. Hey, Robert,
this is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand-name merchandise, Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years' experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720- 981-4269. 720-981-42.